rains from the clouds and the sun lights up the sky and the hummingbirds do fly.
Magic 102.1 is KMJQ Houston Galveston, a Radio 1 station highlighting concerns that concern you. Politics, health, money, family, your legal rights, education, business, and your spiritual well-being. Sunday Morning Live on Magic 102.1.
And welcome back to Sunday Morning Live on Houston's only R&B station, Magic 102.1. This is Marcus Davis, and that was George Benson with Everything Must Change. And, it, you know, that is so fitting for this moment. We have to understand on the heels of the reelection of President Barack Obama that change is inevitable. And absolutely love that song, Brother Eugene. That was perfect, brother. That's why you're on the ones and the twos, and I'm on this side. but we're talking to Ben Hall, and joining us on the conversation is Mike Fields. You know, the theme of Everything Must Change. One of the things that President Obama said at the end of his victory speech, he talked about the fact that we are more than just what we have become. And we've got to move in a different direction. We're more than just a collection of red states and blue states. We're more than just we're greater than the sum of our ambition. We are more than just Democrats and Republicans. How do we change? How do we go from? And here's the change that I'm talking about. How do we go from this? I'm against you just because you are this and that. And how do we go from? I don't want to talk to you because you don't believe the same thing that I believe. How do we go from our level of activity or lack thereof? How do we change from electing president on Tuesday and sitting down on Wednesday?
Mike? You know, and before I get started, Marcus, thank you guys for having me here. And thank you, Ben, for being here as well. And happy Veterans Day to all of the veterans out there.
Yes.
I'm a veteran of the United States Army, as is my wife. And so happy Veterans Day to them. So how do we make that change? I think the change, and Ben, you hit on a lot of it in your comments earlier. It has to be substantial, but it also has to be stylistic. A lot of what conservatives, I think true conservatives, stand for has been allowed, in my mind, to be misrepresented by stylistically bad language, which leads to the other side thinking ill intent.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that we have to talk ill of one another to disagree with each other. We can be in disagreement without being disagreeable. And a lot of that discourse has gone away since the days of Tip O'Neill. We don't see the disagreement without the discordance.
Let's listen to this clip. I want you to comment on it as well, Ben. I want to listen to this clip from the election night from President Obama.
Tonight, you voted for action, not politics as usual. You elected us to focus on your jobs, not ours. And in the coming weeks and months, I am looking forward to reaching out and working with leaders of both parties to meet the challenges we can only solve together. Reducing our deficit, reforming our tax code, fixing our immigration system, freeing ourselves from foreign oil. We've got more work to do. And tonight, despite all the hardship we've been through, despite all the frustrations of Washington, I've never been more hopeful about our future. I have never been more hopeful about America. And I ask you to sustain that hope. I'm not talking about blind optimism, the kind of hope that just ignores the enormity of the tasks ahead or the roadblocks that stand in our path. I'm not talking about the wishful idealism that allows us to just sit on the sidelines or shirk from a fight. I have always believed that hope is that stubborn thing inside us that insists, despite all the evidence to the contrary, that something better awaits us. So long as we have the courage to keep reaching, to keep working, to keep fighting.
That was President Barack Obama in his acceptance speech on election night. Ben Hall, yes. One of the things that he mentioned in that clip was you voted for action.
Yes.
Not politics as usual. How does that happen?
In fact, the key words that I heard were, I'm going to reach out to the parties, persons on different sides of the issues. And let me give you the how-to, some ones and twos of the how-to. Tomorrow, or this week, reach out to the person that you believe takes the position that is most extreme on the opposite side, and you all go out to lunch. Just go out and figure out what the other person's rationale is for their position.
And you pay.
In fact, I'm gonna do better. Go to the Breakfast Club.
Right. No, I'm saying if you, have, you know, hey man, let me take you out to lunch.
Correct. Let's go out to lunch and let's just dialogue about where you are politically, fiscally, socially, so on, so that at least you can understand where that person has come from. That's number one. I think Judge Fields was correct when he just said we can disagree without being disagreeable. And I'll be honest with you, it took me a long while until I think I was 49 years of age that I realized the significance of that.
That was quite a while ago. No, I thought that's what you said.
I thought you said
that it was a long while ago. My bad, I misunderstood. Go ahead.
That's all right. I'm going to go ahead and say but the only All right, let me say, this is the other thing. What I've just learned in the last 7 years, to give some context to long ago, and that is be prepared to be uncomfortable. Sometimes we like to shirk that uneasiness that, my God, someone's saying something I don't agree with, and then we want to get away from that. I think engage that uncomfortable environment and try to give merit and value to your position. If you can't articulate why your position is better than the others, then you have no reason to be disagreeing. You should have some rationale to support your position.
But we have this idea that one, we can't talk about that because that, you know, you don't discuss politics, or two, if you do discuss it, that it has to be this loud and noisy argument.
Right.
I think it escalates into a loud, noisy argument because people stop talking about politics at some point and start talking about the deeper issues that are affecting our nation. You know, I heard someone who I respect and who I like a great deal, who I believe is a staunch conservative, say to me, well, you know, Mike, blacks voted for Barack Obama or are voting for Barack Obama just because he's black. And I said to him, you know, that's dismissive of black people as a whole and ignores the issues that African Americans face every day. When you go from political discourse to demagoguery, you lose people.
Absolutely.
You can't say that all black people vote for Barack Obama because he's black. Is it nice that he's black? I'm sure it is.
And did some of them vote because he's black? I'm sure that's true. But the generalization that Ben Hall or Marcus Davis or Mike Fields don't have the intellectual capacity to think beyond his race and consider the concepts that he's presenting is offensive. Let's go to the phone line real quick and take a call from, let's go to Don on line one. Good morning, Brother Don. How you doing?
Good morning. Let me ask two questions. What is the significance of, we hear the term urban sprawl. What about rural sprawl as it pertains to the election? There's 34 municipalities in Harris County alone, and most of those are conservative. And the other question is, we talk about the 2010 million.